begin with the ladies here. We get to go first. Then you'll talk to them. We just read in Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Ephesians 5:33, let the wife see that she respects her husband. Now, ladies, respect and submit are not bad words like our culture has made it out to be. We see it all through the media and TV shows and that it's not a popular thing. But it's not a bad thing. We're not slaves. We're not in bondage to our husbands for respecting and submitting to them. It's something that the Lord has instructed in His Word. But I think our society has so distorted the perception of what how a respect and submit is that we're kind of like, what are you talking about? This is not the caveman base. Feels not pulling me around by the hair like a woman, submit to me.
I think that's kind of funny because when I was making the slideshow, I almost put a picture of a caveman dragon.
I actually picked
that
one out. I was going to have you put it in. Like, okay. It was a cartoon, and the caveman had his club, and he had his wife by the hair, and he was walking her along. But I think sometimes as we get to our head, we're like, okay, but I'm not going to be pulled around by my husband by submitting to him. But the wife's submission to her husband does not make her inferior. And what we read in Ephesians that submit to one another, it wasn't just us wives submitting to our husband. We're supposed to submit to one another is what God has in His plan. And I wanted to talk to you about a respect submit story that I have. Serena that we had coached through and got her, she got me married her with Pastor Kurt. She didn't have any type of example in her home of what a wife, how a wife is supposed to submit to a husband. And so she would say to me, well, what does that look like? My husband's saying I'm supposed to respect him, and which I'm not supposed to do that either, because that's not his part to do. That's God's part to tell him to respect. But she didn't know what that looked like. And so in the past, I've given some examples. It's kind of helped women understand a little bit more, because just the word submit, kind of like, oh, sorry. Oh, no, don't say that word. But anyway, Becky and I and Ken and Dino and packed families up and we went to a life group up in Oxford, and it was last November, I believe. And it was a windy, windy night. The storm was coming, and we ended up leaving, and Ken and Becky left ahead of us a little ways. And it was down a dirt road. We're heading down Baldwin Road. And I saw ahead of us that their brake lights were on in the middle of the road. I'm like, oh no, did a deer run across the road? You know, that's all I can think of. And so we pulled up next to Ken and Becky, and there was a tree that had fallen over from the wind. It had blown over, like, a big tree. So Dino's pulling up, and he goes, okay, everybody, we're getting out of the car. And I'm like, let's get out of the car. It's dark. It's a dirt road. I'm looking down out my window, looking at all this dirt. And I'm like, she's on. But I didn't say anything. Okay, get out of the car, like, yes. So the kid's out, haul out of the car, we're heading to the tree, and I look over, and here's Becky in her window looking at me like, and I'm like, why is she in the car with the kids, and I'm out here in the blowing wind? And so she rolls down the window, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, Ken asked me to stay in the car with the kids. I'm like, Dino asked me to get out of the car with the kids. And I'm like, wow. So Becky listen to Ken, and she respected. She didn't go, what? What are you thinking about? I want to get out there. She really, really wanted to get out. Becky is the one. You're driving by her house in her subdivision. She's out helping Ken with every project that Ken wants to do. She's out moving rocks. She's out planting seed, grass seed, and gardening. And so it was really odd that she wasn't out of the car helping Ken in the first place. But anyway, she's sitting there. I'm like, light bulb moment. Ken asked Becky in the car with the kids. She respected Ken. She didn't go, but I don't want to get out of the car like she really, really wanted to do. She sat in the car with the kids. She even, Daniel, their son, was trying to get out. She goes, nope, Dad said we're staying in the car. That is an amazing example of respecting your husband, submitting, even though she didn't want to do it. But she sat there quietly and she did it. She had her submit button. I read an article on this, and I'm like, there's my submit button. So for Dino, he was like, man, we're all getting out of the car, we're gonna go evaluate the situation. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to get out of the car, but I didn't say anything. At my mom's side, hey, it's really on the door. And come to find out, we couldn't move the tree anyway, so we all got back in the car and we said, Ken, next time you have to bring a chainsaw. But that's just a little example, which I found was really funny because our husbands are asking totally opposite of what we really wanted to do. I want to stay in the car, Becky wanted to get out of the car, but they totally asked us opposite. But we both passed our test, we both respected, and we both submitted, and I just thought there was just relaxed until to this day we laughed about it. So I just want to give you a little taste about the submission part. So God's instruction to submit is not limited to wives. Like I said, Ephesians 5:21 says, submitting to one another. Now, submission is for every believer in his or her relationship with others and with God. So it's not limited to just wives, like a lot of people think. The husband and the wife alike are submissive to God in fulfilling the roles that he has given them in serving each other. According to the word, we are to submit to each other, not lord over each other. Now, Dino and I don't believe in the concept of a wife submitting to a dominating, abusive husband. We don't believe it's biblical. We don't believe it's right. And we've had those questions in the past before. Absolutely not. We don't submit. We don't submit to an abusive husband that's lording over him. We also, ladies are not supposed to dominate over our husbands either. It goes both ways. We're not supposed to dominate our wives, and husbands aren't supposed to dominate. Yes. So, we don't talk about who's boss in our marriage, because the Lord Jesus Christ is boss in our marriage. Praise the Lord, we haven't had that discussion probably in a really long time. Let's figure it out how to be married. Amen. And as a husband and wife, we should be walking in love and respect, in agreement, submitting to one another in love. The Bible says wives are supposed to treat their husband the way they would treat Jesus. And I looked up some definitions to respect, and it's to revere, to esteem. We respect our bosses when we go to work, right? So how is it so hard for us to respect our husband? 1 Peter 3:3 says, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing the gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Now, Peter is talking to wives. He says, don't just be beautiful on the outside, but be beautiful on the inside. Being gentle and quiet is not being passive. You know, we can say to our husband, I can respectfully say what I have to say and believe that my God is big enough to change him. And when we are nagging and browbeating and acting like his mother, that really closes him off to really for communication and for the closeness of the relationship. It makes us very unattractive. I've done it before. I'm like, I'm hair done, I'm all dressed up, but I'm not being respectful. And that just pushes him away. Figure that out after a while. And this verse is so true. So another way we can say things when we don't agree with our husband is, honey, I don't agree with what you just said, but I still love you. I do love you. And say it with respect, and then go out and pray. Get in your prayer closet. Say, Jesus, you go get him. You know, we have the Holy Spirit. We spoke the truth in love and respect, and we can say, God, I spoke to him in quietness, meekness. I was respectful. Now you go get him, Holy Spirit. You go change him. I'm not to change him, but God can change him. And that's what happened over and over again when something may have been bothering me, and I took it. I was respectful to him, and I took it to God. I just took care of it, like, right away. It was awesome. It's a great way to resolve things in your marriage. And we don't lose the closeness in our relationship that way. So we're starting to browbeat and be the mom is when we really close off our husbands. So I had a choice going down that dirt road. I could have said, I am not getting out of this car. What are you thinking? But I didn't. That's what I wanted to say. I didn't do it. So I was being gentle in a quiet spirit, which is precious to God.